The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode. Morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Starting off real chipper today.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of stuff going on. Moving parts. Moving pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you recording?
Yeah. Everything's good.
Yep. Me too. Here we are.
I think so. Let me get my foot rest over here. Hold on.
All right. Get adjusted. Get all comfy.
I know. Every time I think I'm ready, I go, oh, I didn't put my memory card in the fucking camera.
Oh, shit.
Or turn the camera on or anything. I'll do half. I'll get either the computer ready and forget the camera. Or I'll get the camera ready, forget to plug in the headphones. And then I'll forget to grab my hat. Then I'll forget to fill my cup up. I'm like.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But you're ready to go now.
I think so. I got notes.
I got notes. We got. All right. Might as well just get it right off the bat. LST 2025.
2025. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Oh, wow. Very poetic. I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, very poetic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an interesting one this year. You want to go over it?
Yeah, it was definitely, it was 2022 vibes, right? That's when it was the cold year.
It was 2022 mixed with like 2018 2018.
Yeah, like, and this, we're going to talk about this, and this is not anything like, first off, yes. LST is an amazing show, and it still was an amazing show. This is what happened to Brian Good, not what happened to anyone else. This is my
okay.
This was my problem. This was not an LST problem. This was nothing. It was all me.
And okay. So, that's a good place to start.
Well, it's just basically like I don't want to like because it could come off like blaming, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's definitely no blame. It's exactly what happened to me in the last month. It was like a death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah,
you know, and the last one you're like no.
So let's start from the beginning.
Yes,
we left. We were in a good mood when we left. Like if you didn't know anything, we were ready.
Did you happen to go back and listen to last week's episode? Man, we were chipper. We had stars in our eyes.
First road trip since what, October, basically, yeah. Like long road trip. Yeah, I was ready, man. I was so ready. Like I was like even bragging in our LST chat group that I was like, I'm not going to let I knew it was going to be cold. I'm not going to let it break me. Mm-hmm. Like, cause it broke me last time. And this time I was like more prepared. I just felt like I could go through it and be totally fine.
Yeah. I mean, So was I. I brought extra jackets. We brought underlegging.
We usually bring underwear to these things.
I know we don't really bring underwear. I brought an electric vest. I was also very prepared.
And we got there Thursday. We set up. It was sunny. It was cold, but it was sunny. And then we left. We checked into the Airbnb. We went and got Chupas. We got Buc-ee's. We showed back up Friday. Or Matt from our club helped us set up. He brought us a propane heater. We put walls around the easy. Like we set the Ford up.
Yeah,
it was feeling good.
It was. It had all the recipe to be an amazing weekend.
And then Friday was cold, but it was like we got through it. Like I felt like Friday, like, Oh, this is the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was overcast. It was cold, but there was like still people walking around, still cruising. Troopers was out filming. Like, we were battling through it. And I remember one of the funny parts was me and you were sitting there. Troopers was out and his girlfriend had came and they were out doing stuff. And the heater, the propane heater was just like 25 feet behind us.
On.
And yeah. We're sitting there in the booth and you were like, what are we doing? And you went and grabbed the heater and we were both sitting around it like it was like a campfire.
Right.
And yeah. And then and then that night we went back to the Airbnb, like we packed up, closed up.
Yeah. Had a good meal.
Went back.
I had a pee on that overpass. Oh, I jumped out of the truck.
Oh, and yes. Yeah.
That was an experience. Little side mission here, but we're going like we're done for the day. We go eat. I drink. I don't know why, but at the end of a day of selling in the booth, I drink like an ungodly amount of Diet Coke.
Same I'm, like, here. It's
slamming
it tastes so good. Because I think it's because I don't drink a lot during the day. I forget to like.
Right.
And then I get dehydrated, and then those Diet Cokes hit.
Then once good, they start flowing,
dude.
And so I slam like five of these things, and we get in the truck. We drive back to the V&V, and I'm like. Uh-oh. And I got, you know me, like, I have a very little bitch bladder anyway.
It's so. Just more of like an emergency bladder. Like,
yeah.
When I have to go to the bathroom, I can hold it for
what I mean, so can I, but this one was a unique scenario. And then, so we're getting back on and Texas and their freeways, the whole on-off thing is ridiculous anyway. Because once you get on that on, like, that's it. But then it's a long on. It's not like you just jump on the freeway, get on an entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a outside road and it's really long. And then we get stuck in traffic. There's some sort of accident. I'm like, I can't do it. And I jump out of the truck in the middle of traffic and I run down this this like hill.
We're laughing at you because you kept running. I was like, just pee right there.
I know. Well, I thought about it. I'm like, should I go here? No, that's too close. Should I go here? No. Yeah. I was like trying to be courteous to the other motorists on the highway. Like, I don't want to see this man just like pissing everywhere.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So I'm like running down the thing. But then, you know, the grass was really the grass like up to my knees.
So at one point, I thought I was gonna have to come around and pick you up because it was dark, and when you get down to those certain like side freeway things with grass, you don't know how deep it is. Like you could have just fell into a swamp.
There was a swamp down there.
Yeah.
I ran and then I'm like, oh no. And yeah, so but then I did it and then I'm like going like watching you guys and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, because traffic started to go. So I had to pull over. And when I pulled over, I like popped up on the curb a little bit and I got into that same grass and the truck sank a little bit. And I go, nope. And I pulled back onto the freeway and I was just like, I'll just wait here. Like people, whatever, they can go around, they can honk or whatever. But
yeah, but yeah. I made it back. Yeah. But anyway, that was funny.
Then Airbnb, then there was the party that night. Apparently it went really well and
yeah,
we didn't go because. Yeah, man, I don't know. Like, every time I say I'm going to do something after an event, especially one where we're battling weather, and not even battling weather, just like, because if it was like sunny out, it would have been busy, and we would have just...
We would have been tired anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just not... I get tired now. And,
but that's not now that you've always been that, and I've always been the opposite, and I've always been like down to go out, and then, you know...
No, this is... I used to be down to go out.
No, well, I'm just saying, in the last few years.
Yes.
It's always me going in there, where's Brian? And I'm like, yep. I got bad news for you. But now I've kind of like settled into that pocket too, where I'm also like.
Eh. You're like, wait, it's okay. I don't have to go anywhere. I can just stay here and do nothing. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was fun that night at the B&B with you, me, and Chupas, just chilling, eating candy. And
I think that's where kind of things change too, is because. When it's just me and you, we have driven out there together. Or when Angie's coming, you know what I mean? Like you and Angie want to go do something because it was just me and you or whatever. But now that it's like sometimes it's like Lindsay and Joe and Morgan, like we can all just, we're all at the Airbnb already hanging out with each other and it's fun.
Right.
So anyways.
So the first crack that showed was you woke up Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And like I didn't really put much thought into it too because we all have our separate rooms. You know, I'm in my room, I'm starting to get ready, and I pop out, and you're sitting there, and you're like, and I should have known the tone in your voice, but I just washed over it. You're like, there's water on the truck. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, but yeah, then there was a tone that I missed. And now reflecting back, I'm like, oh, that was the first crack.
It was. And what? So the weather report, the forecast, as we got closer, like 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, it's going to be cold. Oh, it's getting colder. Oh, this is like a problem.
Yeah.
This is, and when I say a problem, like we drive at night, we drive late into the night. So sometimes it could be freezing, like there's weather we're looking at, or like, you know, anyways. And the rain, it wasn't supposed to rain till Saturday afternoon and then Saturday night and mm-hmm. then into Sunday. So we were both like, okay, well, we'll get Friday and Saturday in and it'll be totally yeah. fine. And then Sunday, if it's a wash, it's been a wash before, we'll just pack up and leave.
Mm-hmm.
So my brain was like, okay, this is going to be totally fine. But when I woke up Saturday morning, I was in the front of the house. So I could look down on my truck and I went, there's a lot of water on my truck. It wasn't supposed to rain.
Yeah.
And it
that wasn't supposed to rain that night. And then the forecast didn't even say it was going to rain.
Nope. And it did. And then, we just got up. I remember we showed up. This is a lot of behind the scenes type stuff for people.
We're getting into the mud because I don't think we owe anybody an explanation necessarily, but we do have to. Well, I mean, it is we are explaining what happened, but you know, I got a lot of messages once we bounced. We're like, where are you? Cause like all of a sudden we're there. And then now there's this big empty hole where we're at. So like a lot of people were like, hey man, what happened? So this is what happened.
And it's also just a story of the trials and tribulations of traveling and the booth and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So, yeah, so we showed up and like I was just I looked over in where my area is, right behind my tables, where I was going to have to walk back and forth all day long. Mm-hmm. And there was already water. There was pools of water.
It was mud. Yeah.
It wasn't mud yet. It was just because no one had walked there. So it was just pools of water. But mm-hmm. as soon as you walk over that 1, 2, 3 times, it's mm-hmm. mud. And it's mud the rest of the weekend. It doesn't matter if Sunday is like sunny. It's mud the rest of the weekend.
Right.
Now, there are solutions to this. LST does come around and do the wood chips. They do all these things. Things I thought about kind of afterwards. But just in that moment, my brain went right back to like just tearing down in the mud.
Yeah.
That was
everything wet.
2018 when we tore down, I think, in the mud, in the rain.
And that was, that was the heavy rain was 2018 and then 22. Because, like, someone posted up in the LST group the photo of Joe's booth from 22, and it was just, like, a mess. And there's Joe wearing these rain boots, like, mud up to his knees, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was going to be a problem. So, you finish what you were saying.
Okay, so basically, I looked at you, and I said, hey, man. If you're down to go, I'm good to go. And jokingly you said, yeah. And as soon as it registered in my mind that you had an inclination of being okay with this, my brain went, we're going. And
okay, so
and I know that this was not fair to you at all. But I don't know if it was like my subconscious knowing that on like a week before, because you had told me, you're like, man, I almost didn't want to go.
Yeah, no,
so that's hanging on to my subconscious. And then mm-hmm. when you were like, yeah, let's go, that just like unlocked that. And I went, Frank will be fine with this as long as I keep pushing.
Yeah.
And so not that you were fine with it, but at that moment in time, I was like, well, I'll do whatever. I just wanted to be home.
Yeah. So my perspective, I'm going to be very brutally honest. Leading up to the show, I didn't want to go. I was so close to calling it quits.
And a lot of this stuff is personal too. Like,
It
doesn't have anything to do with like LST.
Nothing to do with LST. Yeah. It has nothing to do with LST or the guys who throw it or anybody who is involved with it or the show in general. These are my problem and your problem.
Yeah.
And leading up to the show, I was just like going through it, and I had just had enough, and I was really close. But my personality is, and you know, it's nothing to be braggadocious about or anything like that, but I don't,
And this sounds so freaking contrived, but I don't give up.
Yeah.
Like, I'll beat myself into the ground before I give up. And so I had my little episode before the show, pulled myself together. Okay, we're going to do this. And then we go. And so this is my fault. Here's my fault. My fault is I am joking the whole time. Like, hey, man, you say the word. We're going to go home. But it was more like, for me, it was more like a therapeutic type thing. Where I was just like kind of like soothing that part of my brain, saying, yeah, man, yeah, we'll go. But the other part of my brain's like, hell no, I will freaking be covered in mud before I stop, you know. Yeah. But that was my fault, because like I gave you the idea of like, oh, Frank is going to be totally fine with this. And then you said, and so that morning we rock up to the booth. It had rained the night before. It wasn't too bad. Like everything was kind of water, and I was about to start like, you know, wiping down tables and getting ready. And then that's when you had said, like, okay, yeah, I'm done. We're not going to go. And I'm like, oh, yeah, man. I said, yeah, no problem. And then when it registered in my mind that you were 100% serious, I was like, oh, shit. He is, like, 100% serious. And then I protested a little bit. I was like, well, you know.
Rightfully so. If I was you in your shoes, I would have been like, you drove me out here. We're staying, motherfucker. Like, don't know. Like, you like, pull up your band pants and let's go.
But well, I don't know. Maybe I should have said that. But I don't know.
But that's not your personality either.
Like, I'm a subservient person.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you know, look. I'm like, look, you're in charge. Okay, we'll do it. You know, maybe whatever. That's whatever.
Next time you drive the Tundra, and you could be the one in charge.
Yeah, I know. Well, and that was the other thing, is like, it was your truck. You know, there was a lot of like little tiny factors involved.
When it comes to this, our team, me and you. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of weird things, because it's like, my truck, but I took your trailer. Like, yes, I have a little trailer, and yes, I could do this by myself, but it really relies, like, this machine relies on both of us doing this. Yes, we could do it individually. Like, no problem. We both are capable of doing that. But like, when we go on these trips, it's like, we are.
It's sort of the thing we've created.
Exactly. And I think, well, you keep going on your...
Oh, so yeah. So you're like, yeah, man, that's a wrap. And I'm like, oh, man. So then I start like putting it together in my brain, like, okay, what am I going to do? You know, what are we going to do? And then I was just like, all right, we'll just pack it up, you know? And then we did. And then I had to make the phone call to Angie. I'm like, all right, I'm coming home. She's like, what? And I'm like, yeah. And which is funny, because if you looked at it from like the larger perspective, I mean, we have dealt with a lot worse, but the lot worse got us to that point. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, we've survived. Like, someone could easily say like, hey, man, you survived way more and you hung in there. Yeah, but we did, and it had beaten us to a certain point.
That's where I was. It wasn't that moment was that bad. It was that I am over being in that moment.
Right.
This was a turning point for me as a vendor.
I think so.
And as like... And I had a really good conversation with Lonnie yesterday, which good. I'll tell you more.
Hate us?
No.
Post pod.
I'll tell you more the details in the post pod. But
yeah,
essentially, he told me the story about him being at Mini Nats, and it's pouring rain, and they couldn't set their booth up.
Mm.
They couldn't even get to that point, and they sat in their truck, watching Drop 'Em Where make sales. Watching Driven make sales. This was when they had their easy ups.
Oh, this is pre-trailer.
Pre-trailer.
I see.
And it was raining so they couldn't even get out of their truck. And he goes, that's when things changed for him. He goes, at that point in time, he had to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was like, do we take these chances again? And that's kind of where we were at. We kept taking chances.
Right.
And at that time, I was just like, I'm over being miserable. I'm 48 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be miserable if I'm out there to have fun. But I'm not going to be miserable anymore if I'm out there to work.
I mean, that's a completely legitimate perspective. Yeah.
And this is just like me being completely honest with everyone that listens to this and everyone that comes to the booth and everyone that sees this set up. Like, I don't get to go back to work on Monday and make money after a fun weekend. It's the exact opposite, you know, like, so that's where my brain was. It was just like, it like broke my brain at that point.
I mean, we've been doing this for 10 years. That was our 10th year heading out to Texas and setting up that show. So again, that was a culmination of 10 years of high highs and low lows.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and in that moment, that's what it was. And, you know, like I said, I felt, you know, when we first left, and I'm not trying to validate any of these feelings. I'm just telling you exactly how I felt. But I felt a little embarrassed.
Yeah. You know? Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was like,
I still, you know, have
there goes Frank.
Yeah. I still felt that way. But at the same time, because I had the, and because people were messaging me on the way home, even when Lonnie called me, I'm just like, I had all these.
The trip from Conroe to the first Buc-ee's was very quiet.
It was very quiet. And it was a lot of traffic. We had a lot of time to
think. Yeah, and then we got stuck in traffic again. Yeah. And then I had to use the bathroom again.
Yeah.
I'm noticing a pattern here.
Yeah, it was. It was almost like, oh, those guys, they're just wussies. They can't hang. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and yeah, it definitely was like that. But I can't worry about, I'm over worrying about what other people think too.
That's valid. Yeah.
You know, I'm
it's completely valid.
Yeah. Because they don't know what I'm going through. They don't know what you're going through. They don't know anything. They're there drinking, having a good time. Other vendors that are in trailers that are like, you know, Stuart, I remember when I unclipped my first banner and he like, I saw him look and he comes out of his trailer and he's like, what y'all doing? And I go, oh, we're going home. And he goes, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And I go, oh yeah, man, I'm over this. And I, at that moment in time, I just stopped. I was just like, yeah, he could think whatever he wants about me.
Mm-hmm.
Or anyone can think like, oh, just tough it out. Just tough it out. But
yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm not one to like complain and blame. Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and bitch all about, oh, this, you know, so many people complain. I'm just like, no, I'm going to do something about it. And me doing something about it was going home.
Yeah. Hey. And that's completely fair and valid, you know, and it what happened, can't change it. You know, like the whole ride home, not the whole ride home, but there were certain moments, you know, where we were like, oh, you know, maybe it would have worked out. But no, we had already made the decision. We're not going to turn around. But by the time Saturday night, we were already in freaking Van Horn.
Yeah, know? We were so home like, when they were doing. I was home when they were doing trophies, basically.
Basically, yeah. Basically. Yeah. So it was. We had made the decision, and it happened. So that's the story of what happened. Now, post. P.S. I have a little journey myself.
Yeah.
I get home late Sunday night. I wake up Monday morning, and I'm like, I'm changing. I could sit there and sulk. I could sit in my office and be mad and just like sulk and be pissed. But I decided I'm not doing that. You know, that was the other kind of like half of the journey home is kind of like reexamining what we're doing, kind of like finding the small holes and what we can do to shore up those holes.
Yeah.
So I came home and I did immediately that. I came home and I changed my entire website. For a long time, people who have listened to the podcast a long time know that I have talked about switching over to Spotify, Shopify website, you know, tightening stuff up. And I just kind of never did it. But that pivotal moment for me was that I was like, no, I said, I need to like insulate myself from that happening.
Yeah.
You know, so I need to go. So if this ever happens again, I can go like, oh, that's fine. We're going to pick it up on the back end, either through the website or through something else. Right. So I came home. I immediately went on my computer and I changed the whole website over. So now if you go to livelifecustom.com, it's much more user friendly. Free shipping on all orders, like everything's changed on it.
Yeah.
So I did that, you know, went through that process, that got all that dialed in, immediately jumped into editing. And today, not for our early listeners have to wait a little bit, but 8 a.m. PST, the Forbidden Fantasy 2024 video just dropped.
Yeah.
So go watch
Frank's,
that.
Frank is, this moment was different for each of us.
Yes.
Right. And I'll explain mine in a little bit. Yours is, this is great because it's been, I don't know how long, and I'm just like, dude, Shopify. Yeah. Like, it'll change your whole thing. You know, sit down, edit, get it. Like, the next step is if you got another computer and a second monitor, dude, you're going to go, man, I should have done this so long ago.
And that's, I know, and that's like the.
Because your Forbidden video was so good.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Hold on. but to put myself out there a little bit more of kind of, you know, being embarrassed. It's like, yeah, it was. I switched over that entire website in one day.
Yeah.
I built that whole thing in one day and got it going. I mean, it was like a couple of days before everything was dialed in.
Yeah.
But the majority of it was done in one day. And I've been talking about this for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. But that's sometimes what my, one of my personal faults is. I get stuck in a comfort zone. Mm-hmm. You know, everything, oh, this is working. Yeah, it's not the best, but it's working. Orders are coming in. But yeah, so that's one of my faults. But I didn't do that. I switched over the website. I got everything dialed in. I finished editing Forbidden. I'm jumping on the next video right away. I'm upping my content, like posting a lot more. And one thing that I'm doing, and I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to be more aggressive promoting my brand mm-hmm. and my merch. Before, you know, and we've talked about this before, where it was like very, like I thought I was being, I don't know, a particular way, kind of like creating all this content and say, hey, by the way, guys, we also have merch. Yeah. It's going to be the opposite from now on. It's like, hey, guys, we have merch for sale. This is merch, 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 merch. And here's this cool content that we create.
Yeah.
And that's.
Sorry, go ahead.
I have just one final thought on that. And, you know, I was like, man, I hope people don't take this the wrong way, like I'm being greedy, or maybe, you know, someone's like, oh, Frank always pushing his website, you know, unfollow kind of thing. But you know what? If you don't like it and you unfollow, then like, fine. Because this is my job. Like earlier you were saying, like, we don't have the luxury of going to work on Monday morning and then collecting a paycheck on Friday. So we have to do these things and hit the ground running. And I'm going to be a little more brazen about that.
Yeah. And I've always felt that me posting too much about my website and merch and buy this was, I feel like I'm bothering people.
Yes, exactly.
I don't want to get to the point where I'm like, hey, buy this because I need you to buy it. I just want to put it out there that it's available.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I'd be shy about it.
Not be shy. Just like the post I did yesterday with Jordan wearing the shirt walking through Panda Shop. I have another video of Panda wearing another shirt. So if anyone out there has pictures of you guys wearing either of our merch, mm-hmm. like either send them to us or tag us. Let us know. We can share it because that's basically what it's just going to be, a nonstop barrage of, we have websites and merch.
Yeah.
And also there's like a couple other things that I'm going to change on my end of things, hopefully, but,
we're all trying to find, not we all, you and I, or, and you found it a little quicker than I found it, not quicker, but you had already set a goal that you wanted to do. And that's when, you know, when you went through your thing about changing the video format and what you want to focus on, you've done that. I need to find that for myself. I'm mm-hmm. starting to find it, and I have a real good idea, and I'm ready to move forward on it. You know, not that anything radical is going to change or anything like that. It's just I'm trying to find my pocket. You mm-hmm. know,
yeah, just in all this stuff, because I got, you know, so wrapped up and just so comfortable mm-hmm. in making show videos, and then then I started getting upset at making show videos. I'm like, this is boring. Like one out of 10, I'd be like, oh, that was sick. I really liked it. But the rest, mm-hmm. I'm like, I just put it out there, you know, and I wasn't getting better at it. I wasn't improving because I didn't care. I just wanted to get it done.
Right.
So if you're not improving, constantly improving what you're doing, you're just in a comfortable space or, you know what I mean? Or excited for the next one. Like right now I'm editing the next red Toyota video, and I'm like excited for it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm not excited to edit the two show videos that I have to edit.
Right.
You know, but I want to be excited about show videos again. So like I said, the one out of 10 that before, or two out of 10 that I was excited for, I just want to do those two out of 10.
Right. What you're doing now, because you have the build videos. So now the two out of 10 is consistent. Those are going to be more consistent.
And before, you know, putting this all out there, before, like, a show would be like, hey, I want you to make a video of our show, I'd be like, okay, just trade me a booth. Mm-hmm. Now if I don't want to make a video of that show, it's nothing against that show,
right,
but it's gonna be, I'll just pay for the booth.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like, we still promote this through the website and all this stuff, or we will trade raffle out for the booth, because we're still essentially media, and we might make reels and we'll talk about it on here. So like, it's just not going to be full-blown 10, 15-minute show videos.
Right.
you know, anymore. It's just build videos and doing what I think is fun, and then you figuring out what you think is fun. And yeah, it's,
I went back and I watched my 2020, LST video before the world went to shit, but that's what I figured out. That's what I need to do. I need to get back to what I was good at. And that's vlogging. That's talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good at talking, explaining things, what's happening, what I like, you know, oh, this is cool. You know, that was my rut that I fell into. Yeah. Was this is just a straight up show video, like show coverage.
Yeah.
You know,
and you're trying to essentially emulate what other people are doing.
Right. Right. Well, yes, I see you, yeah. You know, I see other people. I see, you know, I can't think of anything right. But yeah, I see those other things. And maybe I was subconsciously starting to emulate that, you know,
yeah, I do it like, all the time.
These guys do it. So, yeah. You know,
I do it all the time. I'm like, oh, looks like they're doing a good, they're doing good. I'm going to try that. And like, I do that too. But like, you're really like you can see when you you always said, like, you like to film your friends having a good time,
mm-hmm.
but you stopped doing that. And
yeah.
You just were doing the show videos. And it's like, mm-hmm. you got to that balance has to go back to you talking to people and showing off like, these trucks that you that you like and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So
yeah, and that's where I'm getting to these next few ones, because I like I said, go watch the Forbidden Fantasy video. That one was fun anyway, just because I'm around a bunch of cool people.
Yeah,
but you know, I still have the Mini Truck Showdown video, Dino's, and A Day to Remember,
and Sparks, right?
And Sparks, yeah,
yeah.
It's going to be a mix, because I'm going to mix them in. So we're going to the reunion next weekend. That's going to be me getting back in the saddle. So people are going to, it's going to be kind of mixed. Like yep. I'm making more of another thing I'm doing be better is I'm going to get these things done faster. You know, I was, you know, putting them on the shelf just because I was a little unmotivated to do it. But now this reunion video, as soon as like, right, just get it going, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and that'll be fun because we're going I was going to talk about this in post pod, but I'll just talk about it right now. So we're going to you're coming out on, when is it? Thursday?
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to Pandas on Friday, and then we're going to the booth to set up, and then we're going to the wild horse raceway.
What's
right
that?
Right across the street. It's the quarter mile drag strip racetrack.
Oh,
because Stay Loaded's over there, and there's a big diesel truck show.
Oh, sick.
So there's drag racing and there's a light show. So I'm going to go over there and I'm going to film for them for just a couple phone reels real quick.
Yeah.
And then we're going to leave straight from there. We're going to the reunion pre-party, which is right near where the hotel that we're staying at. And so there's trucks parked in this whole restaurant thing. Like, and then the next day is the show. It's going to be like you'll have so much content to like wrap around just this though. So it won't just be like going to the show, film the show, and that's it. Like there's going to be a bunch of stuff.
Awesome. I'm stoked. Yeah, I'm super stoked for it. We'll talk about some other stuff later on about another situation. But yeah, it was so basically it was we both said this is like a flashpoint, mm-hmm. you know. That for lack of a better term, that rage quit was a flashpoint kind of for both of us to like figure stuff out. And so I came away, you came away, you know, how you said, and I came away with like I'm not turning back, you know.
And
it's only gonna make me move forward more.
Exactly. And that whole quitter thing, mm-hmm. where I quit, you didn't quit. Like you got over your personal stuff and you came out here. That was like a real big thing, because
mm-hmm.
I didn't have that chance to, because I was excited to go.
You're right.
My mental breakdown was
mine was a week before.
Yeah.
Mine was a week before, so I had to recover.
But I'm not quitting either. I'm going back to LST next year. I'm gonna be at LST. As long as LST happens, I'm just going to make sure in different ways that I go there, and no matter what happens, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to more mentally prepared, more prepared with the booth, which we'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. So yeah, definitely not quitting on LST. LST is, I mean, look at all the trucks that were still there. There was like, well, it was still an amazing thing.
So after, so we went over all that. I want to talk about the positives to kind of turn this thing around. I don't have a lot, but I do have a couple things that I caught. I didn't see it in person, but seeing Josh Freeman's Toyota there, that was pretty cool. You know, a lot of these dudes who came up in the early 2000s building stuff, who through their automotive career, you know, like Freeman, he started building like hot rods, and he started building like, you know, different things, like, yeah. You know, in his shop out there, he's building a lot of different unique things, which is cool. But then naturally these guys are like, man, I had a lot of fun doing that thing before. So they're starting to dabble in it again. And you're seeing little glimmers of it with his truck, with the Roadster that Zarate is, you know, mm-hmm. resurrecting, the Grant Customs one. Just so many trucks out there that sort of like are coming full circle. You know, it's really cool to see. So I didn't see it in person, but it was real cool to see it out there.
I didn't see anything in person except for the things that drove by our booth, because my entire plan for the weekend was Saturday was my day to go out and do stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, we're still going to make an LST video of Grinder TV as Chupas filmed a bunch on Friday. He did not get some of the things because mm-hmm. we the way these things work. Anyways, I ruined everyone's weekend.
No, it's fine. It's fine. The other really cool thing was our friend Matt winning. He won a top 10. You gave him the GTV award.
Yep.
And he won a top 10 mini truck.
Yep.
So just to clarify, he and Louie also, and we'll talk about him in a minute, Louie from Los Angeles, he brought out his 4Runner all the way out to Texas. He also won a top 10 mini truck. There is top 75 or 100, something like that. There's like a top 100, but then each category has a top 10.
Yeah.
And Matt and they both won a top 10. So out of all the mini trucks of the show, they won out a top 10, which is so cool. And then I want to talk about Matt's truck specifically. He brought out to the Forbidden Fantasy show, but I was so wrapped up that we never really got to like really look at it. But he was stopped by the booth, so I was able to like check out his truck. His truck is insanely clean.
Yeah.
It is so nice. Like his motor, everything underneath that hood is in good, like it's just clean and well put together. He takes really, really good care of that truck. So he absolutely deserves a top 10. And then Louis, he's from LA. He had his truck transported out there, which is the Sour Apple green 4Runner mm-hmm. with a 1JZ in it, turboed on hydros. He was posted up in front of the mini truck and takeover booth, and it was really cool seeing him out there and seeing that truck out there and him getting his accolades for that thing, because that thing is insanely cool.
Yeah.
So that was some positives that I saw.
There was a ton. I didn't let myself enjoy it again because of all that. But yeah, it was still like it had Rezo vibes for me.
Definitely, definitely Rezo
with
vibes.
With all the because people were literally having. It's so funny because. Those the LST guys, they throw LST obviously, and then the classic truck throwdown.
Yep.
I went to the first classic truck throwdown. It was 100 million degrees.
Yeah.
People were in pools.
Yeah.
And then literally at the same location, you go back and people had campfires and threw layers of clothes on, and it just cracks me up. I'm glad I live where I live.
Yeah, me too. Sorry, everybody who lives in those areas, but when we were driving back and we were just watching the temperature rise and get sunnier and nicer, and then we get to your house and we're like unloading the trailer, and there's this like, I don't know how to explain it, but there's this point in the day in the Southwest when the sun's setting and the weather is just like, there's a smell.
It's
and a,
so
it nice. Was just so nice. And then I get to my house and I'm just like, oh my God, I love
it. I ended up washing the Maverick two nights ago. And just as the sun was going down and you, mm-hmm. and I walk outside of my house and you know where it's so quiet mm-hmm. and there was a little breeze. It was like 85 that day. And I was just like, yeah, I mean, ask me again in July how I feel, but
that's the other end of it.
But I know it's going to be hot in July,
mm-hmm.
but I also know come October, we're good till June.
Right.
There's no 35 during the day. There's no hurricanes. There's no tornadoes. There's no ice storm. There's no wrapping my pipes because they might explode.
Right.
You know, again, I'm not talking crap on these places. I'm just saying I really like it here.
Everybody asked me, not everybody, but quite a few people asked me as we travel, man, what state are you thinking about moving to? None of these.
None. Yeah.
Again, we love you guys, but still, we can't handle it.
There are states I would consider having a second or third house if I was in that tax bracket.
Yeah, right.
But all those states, I would leave and come back to one of these two. Arizona and California is like, I mean, if I could afford it, you know, a house in San Diego. San Diego's perfect weather year round.
Oh yeah.
You know, Oceanside, that area. We've talked about that. You know, if we could rally around these next 5 years and just make a bunch of money, we could buy a house down there and just or a mobile home.
Well, that's what I'm shooting for, mobile home or somewhere to park my Airstream.
Yeah, or your Airstream.
Which I'm introducing that content too. So get ready for Airstream content.
Yes.
I'm like, you know, we often say that like our job is our hobby. I need another hobby. And that's what I've been kind of like getting into is I picked up this Airstream. It's a 72 Overlander Airstream in really good shape, but it needed some little things. And I've been doing it and just having a lot of fun. So that's my hobby. So be prepared for Airstream content.
Well, hey, once you get that done, you do your beach things and stuff. But then if you're like, hey, let's meet in Quartzsite and camp for a couple of nights.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm down for that. Because I'm gonna build a 4x4 mini truck at some point and do all that stuff. So
That sounds awesome. So back to LST. That was LST 2025.
We'll see all you guys at LST 2026, and I'll be in a better mood, and I'm not gonna bitch out. And well, you might not go. I will 100% be there.
We'll talk in a year.
Yeah. Me and Chupas will be there for sure. We've already talked about it.
Okay. So now moving on. My Forbidden Fantasy video.
Yep.
You watched it.
Yes.
What'd you think? You said you had notes. Give me the notes.
Oh. I don't know what it is. The music was weird.
The music is weird.
I felt like...
I like the latter songs. The first song I chose was kind of... a little out there, but I thought I wanted I kind of knew you were going to say this, and so I already have a defense, or not a defense, but an explanation. Yeah. With so many show videos out there, all sort of doing the same thing and kind of having the same beats, and people kind of, I want to just kind of break out of that. And so, like when I'm looking for music, you know, I haven't quite gotten to the level where you're at, where I can just pick whatever music I want. I'm still stuck in that mentality of using the copyright free music, but so I always try to look for something a little outside the box. Maybe sometimes I veer too far out of the box.
It's not that. Oh. The thing with copyright music, especially Epidemic, right? It's more or less good tunes, good clip for 1.5 minute clips. When you go over the 1.5 minute, when you try to make like a 3 minute segment, it becomes very like
repetitive.
You check out.
Oh, I
see. So like the footage is great, but this goes back to what you were saying about more vlogging. Mm-hmm. If you did more vlogging and interjected yourself and people every 1.5 minutes versus every like 3 to 4 minutes, it would roll better. And the music wouldn't matter as much. It's like, I wasn't paying attention to the music until I got to like minute two. And I'm like, I'm getting like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And funny, Angie said the same thing.
Yeah. And I same thing with my videos. And that's why like I changed. And even now, even using whatever music, I'm like, okay, I need to come back to something. I need to bring it back and get the excitement level up again, and then back into the music. And then like this, there's like a wave. And that's the biggest issue I found with like using that sort of music, because it starts out, you're like, yeah, this is good. But then after a little bit, you're just like,
yeah, no, I do get it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was really good. It was cool. I love your Forbidden videos are always great, because one, I don't make them, and you show all the people. You know what I mean?
Like, Angie. Usually I got to give huge credit to Angie. I basically give Angie a camera, and she runs around.
No, talking you give to Angie about 4 beers and then a camera, and she is the cinematographer of the year. She'd be on the ground like tilting like this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was telling her before she watched the video, I was like, you know, you take a lot of shots in this video.
You should hire her.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. But I had a lot of fun making that. Another thing that I was getting into was I was relying on like later on in the year. Because don't forget, that video was created a year ago in March like last year. And then since that, throughout the year, I started kind of like, and it was because it was kind of new and I was kind of having fun with it. I was kind of getting more reliant on the pocket. Mm-hmm. But then when I go back and I start editing those videos and I see some of those shots, I'm like, oh, man, that's what I really like to do. Yeah. I really like to get those, you know, like coming out off of a truck and then checking out a wheel, like that, the that's what I really enjoy
that mix of artistic and then just fun, whatever, mm-hmm. where the camera can be shaky, like, and then going into the artistic stuff where you're zooming on the wheels. It gives you a good balance of things, because you don't, like, I'm the type where I don't want to do 100% one way. I want to mix it up.
Yeah.
And J. Cole is really good at that, like the stuff that he does. Dude,
J. Cole's LST video. The dude is making TV shows, is basically what the dude is doing. Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's sort of like my I don't know how to put it, but like, I get obsessed, not obsessed. That's the wrong word to use. That's weird. I just like, I'm like, oh, like, oh, like, I like his stuff. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, man? Hey, you know, like,
but that's the thing, right? Like, I'm not saying what he is doing is simple.
Oh,
but
no.
It is simple. He's given the tools, and his tools are the people that he's around.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that you're around. If you had one of those little mics, like Mike on the Mic,
mm-hmm.
you essentially could walk up to people at Forbidden, Big Steve, da 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 da. Like, you could pick someone like Big Steve, like, hey, hold this microphone. Let's walk around and talk to people real quick. Mm-hmm. You get 30 seconds of Big Steve content.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That sounds gold. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then same with Joey,
mm-hmm.
like, utilize these people around you. I mean, we could have done that at Sparks. You know what I mean? You could have had Big Bill.
Oh yeah.
Like, hey man, you mm-hmm. know, yes sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have went around and talked to people. So you're not necessarily that's what I do with the Dino's video,
mm-hmm.
is I step aside and I just let these other guys, you know, you be included themselves. And be these characters. And I learned that mm-hmm. from talking to the United by Trucks guy.
Oh yeah.
He goes, man, if you involve your friends, like, they're just as excited, but it's not work to them. It's fun to them.
Right.
Where if it's just you all the time, it's work to you. And the fun kind of goes out the window. But then when you go to edit it, it's fun because you're all these elements. It's not just you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, no, it's great. Great advice. What did you think about, like, cause I kind of emulated you a little bit on the merch thing in the very beginning. Cause like, that's how I'm going to start doing that. Like, right off the bat.
Yep.
Merch. This is the website.
It's a call to action, and call mm-hmm. to actions work. You know, I always make fun of people who are like, hey, like, and subscribe and comment. You know, I always used to make fun of those people, but that works. All those things, all those call to actions, you know, like, ever since I've been doing that, you know, my merch sales have gone up. So, and it's not anything except it's just like a reminder.
Right.
Or to a new person, they're like, oh, they have a website. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's like the whole goal of this entire thing is like to reach new, because if we have the same, let's say 500 people, this is just an example. If we have the same 500 people following us year after year after year, we only have X amount of t-shirts on the website.
Right.
You have to reach new people to sell more. If you're not, if you're not creating the content to reach new people to sell more, you're never going to grow unless you create 100 t-shirts for the same 500 people to buy. But then that doesn't do anything because you're just spending more money.
Right. Right. You're just kind of like,
yeah,
yeah, I get it. Yeah, no, I totally get it. But yeah, I wanted to do that at the beginning, just right off the bat. I found a cool like little animation to do with it, throwing some kind of music that fits my personality mm-hmm. a little bit. You know, I do want to change the I just grabbed those because that's what the same thing we did for the drop. So I just grabbed those same similar clips. But I want to, again, like you did with Jordan, you know, with the shirt, like, you just want to make the a little bit extra effort to, like, see people in the wild, you know, grab them wearing the shirts, put them on there, you know, kind of like just kind of change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So
I need to make, hold on. Let's see, I'm making post pod notes. So hold on.
All right, no problem. There was something. Oh yeah, speaking of drop stuff, brand new drop shirt, grinder-tv.com.
We're gonna have to make some more XLs.
Let's do it. I'll do it right now. Well, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah,
tomorrow. No, just kidding. But yeah, no. We have brand new drop shirt. Go to grinder-tv.com. Pick it up. Well, if I got to make more, do you want to throw some tall options on mm-hmm. there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have some tall options available for you tall guys.
Yep. Yeah. We'll have to make some more XLs for Forbidden. So. Okay. Yeah. So I'll do that. When you're listening to this, there'll be a pre-order. On the website, there'll be the regular order for the drops, and all the talls you see will be pre-orders, which will ship whenever. But so if you're a tall guy and you want a tall drop t-shirt, they'll be on there.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. And we got to hit up those people who ask us, our buddy Garrett up in Canada.
I have a list.
Oh, you got it?
Okay. I have a list of people that whenever I make talls, I message them, hey, I have this. Do you want it? Mm-hmm. And if they go, yep, they pay for it and I ship it. And if they go, nah, I don't like that one, then I throw it in my bin of talls and I just have it on the website forever.
There you go. That sounds good. Cool. What else is going on?
I still have my new Panda shirts. I still have hoodies.
Oh.
I left and didn't sell them. So I have Panda hoodies. I have Panda shirts in stock. I have some talls. We went over your... the Oceanside Customs video that he just uploaded with all the mini truck guys from the East Side Sunset.
Super fun.
It was a lot of fun. So Google Ocean... Or go on YouTube, search Oceanside Customs and look up... It's so funny because... He did that. You know, he went over there. He has family out here. And so he comes out, and he's from Guam. Comes out, and then Ben set him up, and Ben had this cruise night where all these people, trucks showed up, and they went dragging. That's they cool. did all this stuff. He comes to my house, and it's just me here and my truck that doesn't run. And I'm just like, woohoo.
Oh, this
I'm
is fun. That same time. Oh.
Same time frame, but he came to my house afterwards. So he must have been like, man, those guys on the East Side, they really do a lot. This Brian guy, he don't do too much. So I,
one of those Eastsiders.
I wish he would have came. It was only a few weeks. Then the truck would have ran. I could have drove him around at least.
Right, right. Well, there's a like I know that's for a Tacoma video, but exciting Tacoma things going down.
Exciting Tacoma things. Mm-hmm. Exciting Tacoma things you don't even know about.
I know. I love that. Yeah. I really love that because I like watching the videos and being like, you know. And that was a huge highlight heading out there before LST is going to your house. Ripping around in it.
Oh, yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
It was fun, man. I made that little reel, you know. Yes, everybody, it's a low-life video song. Yes, I know that.
It's a rancid song. It doesn't matter what it is.
Well, it's a Ramon song.
I mean, but... Ramon, sorry. That other, yeah, that R-band. Yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool to see that thing going around. It rides super nice. I know we only took it around the block, but it rides nice. It sounds good. We talked about that in the last episode.
Yeah.
When I was there, and we took it for a rip. And all that. So
Next Tacoma video will be a mix of the Tacoma and the reunion show.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, it's gonna be a little double double
because I got to take the Tacoma to Pandas next week, and then we're from here, my house, Friday afternoon, morning. Actually, Friday morning, we're leaving here, going to Pandas. We're gonna spend the day at Pandas, and then you'll drive the Maverick to the show, and I'm gonna drive the Tacoma to the show.
Cool. Yeah. I am going to scalp some Tacoma content off you while I'm there.
Perfect.
So my video is going to have some Tacoma stuff in it as well.
Yeah. Your video will be, if you film everything, your video will have Panda content, Tacoma content,
big rigs,
big rig content.
Yeah.
Pre-party content, reunion content. It'll be, I'll just talk to people and put people in your video because that's what.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm super excited. I'm also excited.
You'll see it like you'll go home and you'll be like, I can't wait to edit this video. Mm-hmm. It won't be like coming home from like the shows where you don't do people stuff. You're just like, well, I'll put that on the shelf for however long. Yeah.
No, we're hitting the ground. Wheels. Is it wheels up or wheels down? I don't know. We're doing something over here. But I am excited for the. Again, we'll talk about that post podcast. We're also going to shoot an episode. I'm coming out Thursday. So Thursday night we'll shoot an episode. Right.
Yes.
So that'll be the next. So next week's episode will be from your office, me and you talking about different
and
things or whatever.
Brent will probably be here. So maybe we could just shoot an episode with Brent.
That'd be so awesome.
Yes.
No one knows who Brent is.
No. Brent's like, wait, people know who I am. He's listening to this riding his lawnmower right now.
You're riding his lawnmower with all the dead people.
Yeah.
we'll leave it at that. We'll talk to Brent.
If he comes out, Brent, if you're listening to this and you don't come out,
come on. Man, I haven't. The last time I went somewhere with him was freaking Bring the Noise. Oh, I don't know, 12 years ago.
Was that when he something was like having a good time, too much of a good time? And he was up on the shelf. He was up on the shelf laying down in the hotel room.
Do you remember that? I do remember that. I can't remember that at the same time. My memories of that is. That was that time. Yeah, that was that
Brent's
time.
Brent's a good time. Brent is awesome. That guy. He'll come in, he'll pop in. Uh-huh. Have a good time, and then you won't see him for 3 years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we got something else just to chit chat about for the last few minutes here.
So we did our giveaway a few.
We did our giveaway.
And we have not shipped that stuff out because I forgot who won, and I haven't looked up their address. But also, I feel like if we do these giveaways, it's up to the people to pay attention to them.
That's true. Well, to be fair, we didn't do our normal IG thing.
Yeah, I know. But I don't think they would have paid attention to that either, because if they would have paid attention to our IG, they would have known we did it on their episode, and they would could have fast-forwarded through and saw that they won.
That's true, too.
So I'm going to put those speakers in the Maverick. Not
well, I have them, so yeah. They might go
ship them to me. I win.
Yeah, I win.
No.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll have another one. I want to do a big audio giveaway, like more like an amp and subs and everything. So I'm going to talk to Chris and see if we can put something together and see if he's willing to do it. Maybe he'll be willing to do it like twice a year where we put like a big audio thing together.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, and then we could spend some more time, you know, talking about it and really promoting, you know, Chris is such a good dude and he's helped us out so much. And so just promoting what he's doing, Alan Ed's Escondido.
Yep.
We need
his
to
show
find out,
like, Unfinished Business.
Unfinished Business, yep. That he throws. That's going to be a good one. I think because like the last couple times it's fallen on me and Angie's anniversary. This year I don't think it does, but I don't know. We'll work it out. I think I'm going to be there.
You'll work it out. I'm going to be there.
We'll work it out. Yeah, you're going to be there. I'll figure out my life.
Listen, I'm going to everything until I get there, until I decide, like, I don't want to be here, and I just leave. I have to what is it when you, like...
Reevaluate?
Not reevaluate, but when you let someone down, and then you're, like, make the comeback, but then you talk about making the comeback, but you actually have to, like, prove you made the comeback type thing? What is that, like,
I don't know. I don't know where you're going with that.
I don't know where I'm going with that either. My reputation. Okay. I have to re-up my reputation.
Re-up your reputation.
Yeah, I can't talk about I'm going to LST next year, and then LST comes next year, and I'm like, I don't want to go into this anymore.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, one step at a time. Reunion next weekend. Forbidden coming up like very fast after that.
Yep.
A lot of cool stuff going down. Super excited.
And then Mini Nats.
And then Mini Nats. Oh yeah, dude, that's gonna be great.
I know.
So much cool stuff coming up.
Cool stuff, cool content. Go to our websites.
Websites. LiveLifeCustom.com, Grindr-TV.com.
Yeah. We're not done. We have 3 minutes till we're at an hour.
Oh, so do you just want to sit here in silence for a few minutes? Kidding.
I want to go home.
You want to go home? Oh, you're already home.
I'm already home. I want to go back to Texas.
Oh, you want to go? Oh, yeah. No. I don't want to do that.
No. It's going to be tough when they build the Buc-ee's out here, because even going this time to the Buc-ee's, we get there because we were always so excited, and this time wasn't as excited.
I think the circumstances played some part into that, but yeah, I get it.
I bought that cool jacket though.
I know. I do regret not getting the jacket.
Well, gain some weight and I'll give you mine, because I was I hung mine up in the closet the other day. I go, when the hell am I going to wear this?
I know you live in Arizona.
Luckily, it's a really nice thin one.
Yeah, it is. It is one of those jackets that it doesn't, you know, you could just, if it's just a little chilly, it's like the thinner, like Cali hoodies that we do.
Yeah. Oh, I found a box of Toyota Stout shirts, the black and green ones that I did.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I put them on the website. They're $20 shipped right now. So if anybody wants to go grab a cheap shirt, you can grab one of those, because those are going
away.
For. Was there any questions? Is there any
I didn't look.
You didn't look?
No. We'll pick those up next time. I think we're good.
Yeah. If anyone has any questions about our vendor experiences or anything like that, let us know. It's fun to talk about, like, the behind the scenes stuff.
I'm looking forward to, I don't know if we're going to do it at Mini Nats or we're going to do it, and I think we're going to do it at Mini Nats, is sitting down with Stuart and seeing his perspective.
Yeah,
I'm really curious to hear his perspective on things, you know, kind of having a different setup with his trailer and everything like that. Coming in, you know, purchasing a brand that was already established. I really have a lot of questions for him. So
I do, too. And why he uses Gildan's.
And why he uses Gildan's.
Just kidding, Stuart. Your shirts are amazing.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. I guess in post-pod, we'll talk about that, too. Jeez, there's so many post-pod things. Do you have time after this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So we'll post-pod it. All right. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
We're still a minute from an hour.
The intro.
The intro. Later.
Bye.